Okay, so are you ready to go on a little adventure with me today?
Always up for an adventure.
All right, excellent. The Church of Tinkerbell podcast.
Faith, imagination, the power of belief.
Love and acceptance to make the world a better place.
What would happen if we all just tried to see the world through the eyes of a child again, even for a moment?
It's a beautiful thought, isn't it?
It is.
The Church of Tinkerbell.
The Church of Tinkerbell. All right, I'm intrigued. Ready to take a deep dive into the stories of some pretty amazing women. I mean, we're going way beyond the usual names you always hear, you know, and finding inspiration from a kind of surprising place.
Oh, where's that?
The Church of Tinkerbell, of all places.
The Church of Tinkerbell. Okay, I got to hear more about this.
Right. So they have this article called Trailblazing Women, Celebrating the Achievements of Women Past and Present. And let me tell you, it is just packed with insights.
All right, I'm all ears.
So we're talking iconic figures you'll definitely recognize, but also some women you might not know, but absolutely should, and really diving into what their impact means for, you know, that ongoing fight for equality we're all still a part of.
Sounds fascinating. Yeah, let's jump in.
Okay, so the article starts off talking about International Women's Day, but it's not just like, hey, let's celebrate. It's framed as something much bigger than that.
Yeah, it's definitely a call to action, mm-hmm. Right? The article uses words like strength, resilience, and brilliance to really capture what that day represents.
It's not about just patting ourselves on the back for how far we've come. It's about recognizing all the work that's still left to do.
Exactly. And, you know, all those barriers that still need to be broken down so that opportunity isn't limited by gender.
Couldn't agree more. And that brings us to the women themselves. Let's start with a name you've probably heard before, Harriet Tubman. Now most people know she was a conductor on the Underground Railroad.
Right, guiding people to freedom.
But what's so interesting is how the article highlights her incredible strategic mind. It wasn't just bravery.
Oh yeah, she was thinking way ahead, like multiple steps ahead of everyone else. It wasn't just about guiding people to freedom. She was outsmarting those slave patrols, using the landscape, the terrain to her advantage, and even like playing on the psychology of slave owners.
Wow, you know, I'd never thought about it that way. It's almost like she was a military strategist as much as she was this, you know, compassionate liberator.
Definitely adds a whole other layer to her story, doesn't it?
Totally. Okay, next up we have Emmeline Pankhurst. So she was a huge advocate for women's suffrage in the UK. And the article really emphasizes how she was not afraid to, you know, shake things up to get what she wanted.
Oh yeah, she was not afraid to ruffle some feathers.
Yeah.
And it's easy to forget now that we, you know, we often just take it for granted, but voting rights were a huge fight. I mean, Pankhurst and her followers, they went on hunger strikes. They disrupted those big political events, even chained themselves to railings.
Wow, that's dedication.
It was. I mean, they were seen as like seriously disruptive, even militant by a lot of people at the time. But you know what? Their tactics worked. They forced those in power, those politicians, to actually pay attention to the issue of women's suffrage.
So they understood that sometimes you can't just ask politely for change, you have to demand it.
Exactly. It wasn't just about being heard, it was about making those in power actually listen, whether they wanted to or not.
That is such a powerful lesson. All right, let's shift gears a little bit and talk about someone who was an absolute powerhouse in her field. Marie Curie. 2 Nobel Prizes, the only person to ever achieve that in 2 different sciences.
I mean, come on. And during a time when women in science were like practically unheard of.
Talk about breaking barriers.
Seriously, it wasn't just about being brilliant. It was about defying all those expectations about, you know, what a woman should be doing.
And in a field that was so dominated by men.
Exactly. And I think the article really hits on this. Her success wasn't just a victory for her personally, it was a victory for anyone who's ever been told you don't belong here because of their gender.
A huge shattering the glass ceiling moment for sure. But it also makes you think about how tough it must have been to break into those spaces and what happens when those norms, those expectations you're talking about, what happens when they're not just tough but dangerous? That kind of leads us to Malala Yousafzai.
Oh, talk about bravery. I mean, shot by the Taliban just for wanting to go to school, for advocating that girls should have the right to an education.
And she's not even out of her teens yet when this happens. It's just unimaginable.
It really is. And what strikes me is that the article focuses on how Malala, she refused to be silenced. Even after being attacked, I mean, seriously wounded, she's become this global advocate for education, proving that sometimes the most powerful act of defiance is just existing. you know, continuing to speak your truth, even when powerful forces are literally trying to erase you.
It's hard to imagine going through what she did and still having the strength to be such a powerful voice for change.
It really is.
Okay, speaking of powerful figures, we have to talk about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. The article calls her a legal powerhouse, and it's easy to see why.
RBG. Oh, she was incredible. And what always stands out to me about her is that her fight for equality, it wasn't just about women, you know. It was about making sure the law protected all individuals, no matter their gender.
So she was looking at the bigger picture, at how the system itself needed to change.
Yeah, she was always finding those cracks in the system where, like, these outdated assumptions led to unfair treatment. Like, there was this one case she argued before the Supreme Court involving a widower who was denied a Social Security benefit because it was, like, automatically assumed to be for wives only.
Wow, so she was really fighting for a more level playing field for everyone, not just specific groups.
Exactly, she was all about fairness and justice for all.
That's amazing. So we've talked about women who fought for freedom, for the right to vote, for recognition in their fields. But what about the women who are shaping the world right now? The ones who are, like, still in the middle of their stories?
That's what I love about this article. It doesn't just stick to the history books. Take Greta Thunberg, for example.
Oh yeah, the climate activist.
Right. She's practically still a kid, but she's somehow managed to become this global leader in the fight against climate change.
Yeah, she doesn't let age stop her.
Not at all. And the article uses her story to show that you don't need decades of experience or some fancy title to spark a movement. You just need passion and the courage to speak up.
Okay, so we've gone from escaping slavery to demanding the vote to breaking into science to demanding climate action. It seems like each of these women, in their own way, was all about challenging those systems that tried to keep them down. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. They all demonstrate that taking action, that fighting for what you believe in, it can look really different depending on the situation and the person. There's no one right way to fight for equality.
It's about finding your own voice and using it effectively, whatever that looks like.
Exactly. Which brings us to a very different kind of leader, Jacinda Ardern.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
The article highlights her time as Prime Minister of New Zealand and focuses on her compassion and empathy.
I mean, some people might say those aren't exactly the qualities you need in a world leader, but I think it's pretty refreshing. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't think it's fair to say that empathy equals weakness. Look at Ardern's response to the Christchurch mosque attacks, or how she handled the whole COVID-19 pandemic.
Right, she was dealing with some really tough stuff.
She was. But she was decisive, absolutely. Mm. But she also prioritized the well-being of her people.
Like putting people first.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She showed that strength and compassion, they're not mutually exclusive. In fact, they can be incredibly powerful when they're combined.
It makes you wonder if maybe that's the kind of leadership we need more of, especially now when things feel so, you know, divided.
It's a really interesting question to think about, for sure.
Yeah, it really is. But okay, why are we spending all this time talking about these women? The article doesn't just list their accomplishments. It talks about why it matters to celebrate them, to remember them, you know?
Right. And it goes deeper than just acknowledging what they did. It's about inspiration, about role models, about showing, especially young girls, that they could achieve anything they set their minds to.
So, like, when a young girl sees a woman breaking barriers and achieving great things, it kind of opens up her world, right? It shows her that anything is possible.
Exactly. It's about representation, about seeing yourself reflected in those stories of success. It's about breaking down those limiting beliefs that say girls can't do that.
Yeah, like, that's not for you.
And it's not just for girls, it's for everyone. Seeing people from all different backgrounds succeed in all sorts of fields, it challenges those harmful stereotypes we all grew up with, whether we realize it or not.
It's about expanding our understanding of what leadership can look like, what strength can look like, what success can look like.
Exactly.
So it sounds like the article is saying that celebrating these women, it's not just like a nice thing to do. It's about actively pushing for a more equitable future. But how do we actually do that? What's the next step? Where do we go from here?
Well, if we're being honest with ourselves, the fight for equality, it isn't over. I mean, we still see those pay gaps. We see so few women in leadership positions, and there are still so many barriers to things like education and healthcare, especially for women in marginalized communities.
Yeah, that's disheartening. But what can we do about it? I know the article has a call to action, but I'm curious to hear your thoughts on it.
Well, I think it starts with recognizing that this isn't just a women's issue, it's a human issue. Everyone, no matter their gender, has a role to play in creating a more just and equitable world.
Okay, so what does that look like practically? What can our listeners actually do to support this movement?
I think sometimes it's the small everyday choices that can make the biggest difference.
Give us some examples.
Okay, so the article mentions things like advocating for equal pay in your workplace, making a point of supporting businesses that are owned by women, or even just making an effort to, like, amplify women's voices in conversations.
So making sure they're heard, that they have a seat at the table.
Right. But I think it goes even deeper than that. It's about looking at our own biases, challenging those little comments or behaviors that perpetuate inequality, you know, and really working to create a culture where everyone feels valued and respected.
So it's about being more aware, being intentional in everything we do.
And being brave enough to speak up, even when it's uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's so important because silence can be really damaging.
Absolutely. Silence is complicity, as the saying goes. But even beyond speaking up, it's about taking action in whatever way feels right for you. I mean, we all have a sphere of influence, right? Whether it's our family, our workplace, our community.
Yeah, those circles we move in.
Right. And within those circles, we can make choices that actually promote equality and justice.
I love that. It's kind of empowering to know that we all have a part to play in this, no matter how big or small.
Exactly. Celebrating these incredible women, these pioneers, it's so important. But the real work lies in carrying their legacy forward through our own actions. That's how we make real progress.
That's a great point. It's not just about looking back. It's about what we do moving forward.
Exactly.
This has been such an insightful conversation already. I feel like I've learned so much and I'm definitely feeling inspired to take action. But guess what? We're not done yet. We have even more to talk about in our next segment, so stick around as we continue this deep dive into the world of trailblazing women.
You know, as we were talking about all these amazing women, something kind of hit me. It's not just about their achievements, it's about like this ripple effect they created.
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, like with Harriet Tubman, right? Her bravery didn't just free those people from slavery, it helped fuel that whole abolitionist movement.
Right.
It's like her courage was contagious, and it inspired other people to fight for what's right, even when it seemed impossible.
It's true. Yeah, she wasn't just changing individual lives, she was changing the whole course of history. And that's something we see with a lot of these women.
Yeah, like Emmeline Pankhurst, for example. Her fight for women's suffrage wasn't just about getting women the vote in the UK, it like sparked this global movement. It forced people to really rethink the role of women in society and why they were being denied those basic rights that men just took for granted.
It's crazy to think how her actions way back then are still shaping the fight for equality even now.
It really is. And then you have Marie Curie. Not only did she make these groundbreaking discoveries, but she also paved the way for so many women to pursue careers in STEM. It's like she was saying, hey, look, if I can win 2 Nobel Prizes in a field totally dominated by men, then you can achieve anything.
It's that power of representation, right? That idea that if she can do it, so can I. And it's not just limited to certain fields. It's about challenging those really deep-seated societal norms about what women are capable of doing and achieving.
And talking about challenging norms, think about Malala, right? Here's this teenager who stood up to the Taliban and risked her life just for the right to an education. And then even after being shot, she continues to speak out for girls around the world. Her story is a powerful reminder that even when you're facing that kind of violence and oppression, one voice can still make a difference. It's that refusal to be silenced, that unwavering belief in her cause that makes her so inspiring.
And you know, her story, it's tragic, but it's not unique. There are so many women out there, especially in places where girls' education is restricted or where they face violence and discrimination, who are fighting for their basic rights every single day.
It's true. And that's why it's so important to amplify their voices, to support those organizations that are working on the ground to empower women and girls. It's about recognizing that the fight for equality is global and it needs all of us working together.
And it's not just about those big global struggles. It's about recognizing the inequalities that exist right here, right? In our own communities, in our own workplaces.
Exactly. Think about the pay gap, for example. It's still a problem in a lot of industries. Or the lack of women in leadership positions. These are issues that need big systemic changes, but they also need each of us to be aware and to challenge those inequalities when we see them happening.
So what can we do about it? How do we go from just being aware to actually making a difference?
It starts with those everyday choices we were talking about, right? Advocating for equal pay for our female colleagues, supporting businesses that are owned by women, mentoring younger women in our fields. These are all things we can actually do.
And I think it's about challenging those kind of subtle biases that we all have, you know, even if we don't realize it, like questioning why we automatically assume the doctor is male or the CEO is female.
Right. Those assumptions, even the small ones, they all feed into this culture where certain roles are just seen as male and others are seen as female, and that limits opportunities for everyone.
So it's about being aware of the language we use, the jokes we laugh at, the way we treat the people in our lives. It's about creating this culture of respect and equality, both in our personal lives and professionally.
Absolutely. It's about understanding that every interaction, every conversation is a chance to either perpetuate those harmful norms or to challenge them.
It's a lot to think about, but it's also really empowering to know that we can all do something. We all have the power to make a difference.
And it's not just about women helping women either. It's about men stepping up as allies, using their privilege to amplify women's voices, to call out discrimination when they see it, to help create a more inclusive environment for everyone.
Speaking of men stepping up, let's talk about Jacinda Ardern again and her approach to leadership. The article really emphasized her empathy and compassion, which, like you said before, some people see as a weakness.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? We're so used to seeing leaders as these, you know, tough, unyielding figures.
Right.
But she showed us that you can be strong and decisive while also leading with empathy and understanding.
Her response to the Christchurch mosque attacks was a perfect example of that. She didn't just offer empty words, you know. She took real action to address the causes of that hate and extremism. And she did it all while showing incredible compassion for the victims and their families.
It's that ability to connect with people on a human level, to really understand their pain and struggles, that made her leadership style so unique and effective.
And it's not just about reacting to crises, it's about creating a society where everyone feels valued and supported.
Right, exactly.
It's about building a world where empathy and compassion are seen as strengths, not weaknesses.
And that's something we really need, especially now.
Yeah, it's a great model for all of us to follow, really.
Definitely. But let's be real, not everyone is going to embrace that style of leadership. There are always going to be those people who think that power and dominance are the only way to get things done.
Right, the old way of thinking.
And that's why people like Greta are so important.
Yeah.
You know, she's challenging those old school ideas about power and showing that you can be young, you can be female, and you can still be a powerful force for change.
It's like she's saying, you don't need permission to make a difference.
Yeah. She's inspiring a whole new generation to think differently about leadership and what it means to have a vision and be willing to fight for it.
And I think that's the thing that ties all these women together, you know? It's that willingness to challenge the way things are, to fight for what they believe in, even when it's hard, even when it's dangerous.
And that's the message we need to keep shouting from the rooftops. Change is possible, equality is achievable, but it takes all of us working together, finding our voices and using them to make the world a better place.
It's inspiring, for sure. But where do we go from here? I mean, we've talked about how important it is to celebrate these women, the challenges they've faced, and the need for us all to get involved. What's the one big takeaway you want people to remember from all this?
I think the most important thing to remember is that this isn't just us talking, it's a call to action. What are you going to do personally to make a difference? In your own life, your community, think about that.
Yeah, that's a good point. It brings it back to each of us, doesn't it? What can I do today to make a difference?
It does. We can't just admire these women from afar. We need to be inspired by their example, take that inspiration, and turn it into action.
And that can look different for everyone, right? Maybe it's starting a conversation about gender bias with a friend, or donating to a women's organization, or running for office. Or maybe it's just being more mindful of how we talk and the choices we make every day.
Exactly. It's about understanding that even the small stuff can have a ripple effect.
Yeah.
That every step towards a more just and equitable world matters.
It really does add up when we all do our part.
Right. Think about it. If everyone listening made one small change in their life, can you imagine how big of an impact that would have?
Wow, that's a powerful thought. It shows that those individual actions can add up to a huge movement for change.
Exactly. And that's why it's so important to keep having these conversations, to keep learning, to keep challenging ourselves and each other. This Church of Tinkerbell article, it's great, but it's just the beginning.
So what are some resources people can use if they want to learn more about this stuff?
Well, I'd encourage everyone to learn more about the women we've talked about today. Read their biographies, watch documentaries about them, really dig into their stories.
Right, and there are so many other incredible women out there, not just the ones we've talked about, but women throughout history and all over the world.
Exactly. Don't just stick to the big names. Look for the stories of women in your own community, the ones making a difference locally.
And don't be afraid to reach out to those women, ask questions, learn from them, you know. Building those relationships with women who inspire you, that's huge.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's all about turning inspiration into action, about taking those stories and using them to fuel our own efforts to make a better world.
This has been really eye-opening. I feel like I've learned so much, and I'm definitely ready to do something to make a difference. But you know what? We're not done yet.
That's right. We have one more segment to go where we'll wrap up this whole conversation with some final thoughts and some resources for everyone listening.
All right. So stay tuned and we'll continue this journey together. All right. So we've covered a lot of ground here, talked about these amazing women, the ripple effects of their actions, and all the work that still needs to be done. But as we wrap up our deep dive into this Church of Tinkerbell article, what's that one big thing you really want our listeners to walk away with?
You know, it's funny because throughout this whole discussion, we've been focusing on these huge world-changing figures, right? But honestly, I think the real power of this article is how it brings it all back to each of us, you know, individually.
What do you mean by that?
Well, it's so easy to get caught up in thinking that change only happens on this grand scale. Like it needs to be some massive movement to really matter.
Right, like those big historical moments.
Exactly. But real change, lasting change, it always starts with those little individual choices, those everyday moments where we decide, okay, I'm going to challenge this, or I'm going to speak up, or just try to be a little braver, a little kinder, a little more aware of what's going on around me.
So it's not about waiting for someone else to come along and fix the problem. It's about realizing that we're all part of the solution.
100%. It's like that old saying, be the change you wish to see in the world. Mm-hmm. I know it sounds cheesy, but it's so true. We can't just sit back and wait for things to get better. You know, yeah. We have to actively create that change in our own lives, in our communities, wherever we have influence.
So, like, what are some actual things our listeners can do? I mean, we've talked about a few, but let's get really specific here.
Okay, so think about your life, right? Where do you spend your time? Think about your workplace, your family, your friend groups. Are there any places where women's voices aren't really being heard? Or situations where you can step up and be a better ally?
Like what kinds of things?
Well, maybe it's speaking up when someone tells a sexist joke, or making sure women are included in those important meetings where decisions are being made.
Right, so they have a seat at the table.
Exactly. But it's not just about, you know, calling out the bad stuff. It's also about promoting and supporting the good stuff. Mentoring a younger woman in your field. Recommending a female colleague for that big promotion. Supporting businesses that are owned by women. Those are all ways to create positive change.
So it sounds like it's about being intentional with our choices, making sure they actually align with our values.
Yeah, and also realizing that this whole thing, it's a journey, right? It's not like we suddenly arrive at equality and we're done. Mm-hmm. We're going to make mistakes. We're going to have times where we could have done better. But the important thing is to keep learning, keep growing, and just keep trying to be better.
It's like we were talking about earlier with those ripple effects. Even small actions can have a huge impact, especially if we keep at it.
Totally. Imagine this. If everyone listening to this right now made just one small change in their life, just one thing, can you imagine how much that would add up?
That's a really cool way to think about it. It kind of highlights how those individual actions, when we all do them together, can really turn into this big movement for change.
Exactly. And that's why it's so important to keep talking about this, to keep learning and challenging ourselves and each other. This Church of Tinkerbell article is awesome, but it's really just a starting point, you know? It's like the tip of the iceberg.
So where can our listeners go if they want to dig a little deeper and learn more about all this? Where should they start?
Well, I'd say start with the women we've talked about today. Read their biographies, watch documentaries, really immerse yourself in their stories and what they accomplished.
Right, and don't stop there. There are so many amazing women throughout history from all over the world who deserve to have their stories told.
I know, right? There are tons of books, articles, podcasts, documentaries. I mean, the information is out there just waiting to be discovered. And don't just focus on those big famous names. Seek out the stories of women in your own community, the ones who are making a difference right where you live.
Oh, I love that. And don't be afraid to actually reach out to those women, you know? Ask questions, learn from their experiences. Mm. Building those relationships with women who inspire you, that can be really powerful.
For sure. It's all about turning inspiration into action, taking those stories of courage and using them to create a better world for all of us.
This deep dive has been amazing. I feel like I've learned so much, and I'm definitely feeling inspired to get out there and make a difference. So, to everyone listening, what will you do to support and empower the women in your life and community? Keep those questions coming, and thanks for joining us on this incredible journey.
Thanks for going on this little adventure with me today.
Anytime.
And listener, keep sprinkling that fairy dust, all right? We'll see you next time.